Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I'm speaking to Lady Scholly, whose exhibition, Grootgat, opened at the Norval Foundation. It's up and running and somewhere that you need to go, and I'm going to tell you why in this conversation with Scholly. Scholly, I see you start off with a Standard Bank Young Artists Award for Visual Art, and that was in 2022, and you haven't stopped moving since then. So tell me, what is Grootgat about? Why have you chosen that particular title?
Hi, Philip, and hi to the listeners. Grootgat to me just represents the brown or black way of being in South Africa. You know, you're kind of defined by a hole or a gap or a feeling of not knowing, you know. And so I think that my show is kind of trying to ask certain questions about our collective heritage and what we know about ourselves and how we can enlighten ourselves on who we are and where we really come from, you know. Yeah, being a colored woman from Cape Town, those are questions that always bothered me and I always thought about. And so Grootgat is trying to fill the void, you know, in a manner of speaking, fill the pieces of the missing puzzle.
And also looking at where your roots come from and who you are as a person, yes?
Definitely. And I think it applies to many people. Me, myself, I would consider myself a Cape colored, you know, however you want to portray yourself. But even that in itself, you know, putting ourselves into this box or this word that was created to camp us all into one place. I'm trying to understand who we are, and the show has been traveling all throughout South Africa, and I'm thrilled that now the last leg of this winning Standard Bank tour of the show has opened at Norval Foundation, and for the first time in 5 years, I'm showing in Cape Town, and yeah, it's a homecoming of sorts, and I'm just excited to see what people who have similar heritage and similar history as me think about it.
And how have you used your art to identify yourself?
Philip, at the beginning of my practice, when I started really seriously making work in earnest, I did a lot of work about gender-based violence, about what it is to be a woman in South Africa. And even though a lot of the things hasn't changed when you consider that energy, I now make work more about trying to place myself as some kind of like pop culture, modern day cave painter. You know, I want to just be this like modern day TikTok bushman, if you would allow me to call myself that. And I think that the more I work and the more I work spontaneously and through energy and word of mouth and talking to other people of color, I've been able to identify all of these crazy ways in which to resolve and try to understand not only my identity, but also how it's been shaped by things like colonialism and trauma and patterns, you know, within families. So Grootgat is just about trying to understand how we can fill the void of many people's collective histories.
So it's really defining yourself and showing it positively, strongly, and yet some question marks that go along with that story.
Yeah, I think Cape Town, even as a place, you know, as a background for the show, is very interesting. We live in this place and we don't realize that, you know, oh, that bell used to be a slave bell. Now it's in the middle of a wine farm. You don't even consider that maybe 200 to 300 years ago, people were lining up there every morning, you know, being called together by a bell. I just think that Cape Town is interesting in that way. You know, when you walk down De Waterkant Street, you don't realize that there were mass graves there. There were hostels there for bushmen that were basically under arrest for livestock theft and things like that. And so I imagine that Grootgat kind of is this place where there's a parallel universe where we're not necessarily weighed down by so much pain. You know, a lot of resolving people of color's identity and our heritage and stuff is to face a lot of very difficult pain. And so Grootgat is trying to ask, if you jump into a big dark hole of trying to understand yourself, maybe the other side of that hole is a place where you're not weighed down by pain when you are defining yourself.
So we've been talking about identity, belonging,
and overlooking aspects of our history in many ways. And I hope you're not going to take this as an insult, Skolly, but it's not only Groot Gat, but you've got a Groot Bek, which is identifying it and sending that across figuratively, responsibly, and well. So do get to Norval Foundation to see Groot Gat, the exhibition by Lady Skolly.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town, rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FM.